I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia has arrayed, through military forces along Ukraine's borders to provide Moscow with a complete range of options, including moves short of a full-scale invasion. Earlier Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin told French President Emmanuel Macron that the West has failed to consider Russia's key conditions of halting further NATO expansion, stopping the deployment of alliance weapons near Russian borders, and rolling back forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and NATO have rejected those demands. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia does not want war, but sees no room for compromise on its demands. In a break from the past, the U.S. and its allies are increasingly revealing their intelligence findings as they confront Russian preparation for the possible invasion of Ukraine, looking to undercut Russian President Vladimir Putin's plans by exposing them and deflecting his efforts to shape world opinion. The White House in recent weeks publicized what it said was a developing Russian false flag operation to create pretext for an invasion. Britain named specific Ukrainians it accused of having ties to Russian intelligence officers plotting to overthrow the president, Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. also released a map of Russian military positions and detailed how officials believe Russia may try to attack Ukraine with as many as 175,000 troops. Experts credit the White House for declassifying intelligence and moving to rebut false claims before they're made a so-called pre-buttle. The undercuts their effectiveness better than an after-the-fact explanation. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Omicron, the highly contagious coronavirus variant sweeping across the United States, is now driving the daily American death toll higher than during last fall's Delta wave, with deaths likely to keep rising for days or even weeks. The seven-day rolling average for daily new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. has been climbing since mid-November, reaching 2,267 Thursday, surpassing a September peak of 2,100 when Delta was the dominant variant. Some Omicron, now Omicron, is estimated to account for nearly all the virus circulating in the nation, and even though it causes less severe disease for most people, the fact that it is more transmissible means more people are falling ill and dying. Current and former staffers have accused the top director of the World Health Organization in the Western Pacific of racist, unethical, and abusive behavior that has undermined the UN Health Agency's efforts to curb the coronavirus pandemic. The allegations against Dr. Takeshi Kasai were laid out in an internal complaint filed in October and again in an email last week sent by unidentified concerned WHO staff to senior leadership and the executive board and obtained by the Associated Press. Two of the authors said that more than 30 staffers were involved in writing it and that it reflected the experiences of more than 50 people. The FAA has allowed Verizon and AT&T mobile phone carriers to activate more 5G towers near airports, which was a concern for airlines. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal Aviation Administration safety regulators approve more 5G towers that don't interfere with airplanes. The agency says the clearance follows additional details from Verizon and AT&T about the locations of the wireless transmitters. A spokesman for a telecommunications trade group calls the agreement a positive development that will ensure robust 5G service and safe flights. An airlines trade group notes that all sides are working on a more efficient permanent solution. Some regional airlines and certain small planes still face flight limitations during poor weather. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United Nations World Food Program says more than a third of the people in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region are suffering an extreme lack of food. The WFP said in a report released Friday that families are exhausting all means to find themselves, with three-quarters of the population using extreme coping strategies to survive. The report assesses conditions in the region under a months-long government blockade and noted increases in begging and eating just one meal a day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.